Okay, let's get started with Ksubis Daf Chav Ches, the last daf here in the second parak of Ksubis in Parak Isha Shinis Armala, before we get into the whole new world, Bez Hashem, on the next daf of Elanaris. So, let's get to Chav Zayinim Abeis. This parak, as we know, has been talking about a couple of Shas principles, Pesh Sha'asa Hu Pesh Sha'hitir, and that was really part of the larger topic of Ne'emanus. When is somebody believed if there's an event that occurred? If there was a wedding that occurred, if there was a divorce that occurred, if there was a capture that occurred. When is a person believed to say that nothing happened? When is something believed not to say it? What about the Baldover? What about the Baldover's spouse? Etc. So the last discussion that we were having here on Chav Zayinim Abeis was regarding a Shifcha, regarding the woman's Shifcha herself. So is she trusted? Right? We know that there was a Chumrah, the Durabanan, that the Mishnah developed yesterday, that a city that was surrounded by an attacking army, Kavshu HaKarkom, so all the women are considered nivel ala pasula. The kahanos have to get divorced, and the ishei, the neshei Yisrael, if they would ever get divorced from their husbands and want to marry a kohen, they wouldn't be able to. So that was a chumrah d'rabbanan. But the Mishnah said that anybody, even an eved, even a shivcha, would be believed in order to verify their kashrus, even though their person wouldn't be believed on themselves, a ne'eman al pi atzmo, aydei atzmo, as we saw yesterday from the Pnei Yeshua, that might even include the husband, Be'ez Hashem, as we will see in today's Mishnah. But the Gemara asked then from a Mishnah, stira from a Mishnah, Meseches Gittin, where the Mishnah there says that her shivcha is not believed when to testify that there was, in terms of yichud for a get yashan, so how could our Mishnah say she is believed and not over there? So the Gemara gave three answers. Rav Papi said, really, the rule is the Mishnah in Gittin, she is not believed. But here, the whole thing is a Chumrah, so Bishvuya Hikilu. Number two, Rav Papa says there's a difference between her Shifcha and his Shifcha. Her Shifcha is not believed, and his Shifcha is believed. And Rav Ashi gave the third answer. The difference is, based on the context, there's no rule, there's no exception. The rule is that a Shifcha, we don't assume somebody would go out of their way to lie. They might not. They might be mirtas. They might be nervous, or they might, the woman might not be mitbayesh to act, to be with her husband in front of her shivcha, but that wouldn't make the shivcha testify falsely on her behalf. And then the Gemara says, so that's the difference between the two cases. Over there, all we need is her to say, I was there. So then we say that she's not believed there, because just to say that, we are not going to believe her. But here, where she would have to say she was tahora, nothing happened, not just say I was there, so to go out on a limb like that, so we assume she would only do that if she is telling the truth. And that's why we would believe her here. And the Gemara quoted the story of Mari Bar Isak. Also there, there's the distinction is brought up between somebody not testifying out of fear versus somebody coming, even though they are fearful, and because they're fearful, testify falsely, so we don't assume that would be done. Fine, those were the three answers in the Gemara. So the Gemara ends off now, Lema Kitanoi, about fourth to last skinny line. Maybe this issue of whether the Shivcha should be believed or not is a Machlokas Tanoim. Where do we have that? As follows, the Brisa is quoted, Zu Edus Ish V'isha, this is Edus that we could believe. Edus, Rashi says, Edus zu shel shvuya hakok sheirimba. Right, that's the title of the following brisa. Really, this Edus that we need for shvuya, anyone can be kosher, ish v'isha, a man or a woman, tinok v'tinokes, young children, aviha v'ima, the acheha v'achosa, all siblings, avalo b'na ubita. Right, but not children. Children are not allowed. Maybe that's kara da'avuha, kara de'ima. Right, they would not be believed. The other relatives. What's the difference between the children? Dafka children are not the other relatives. So maybe they're an extension of the parents. And lo avda v'shivchasa. And the first brisa says the eved and the shivcha are also excluded. The second brisa says v'tanya idach hakol ne'eman elhod chutz mehemena ubayla. Only she and her husband. So stira shivcha. How could we say is the shivcha ne'emanes or not? So maybe that's the guva, the machlokas tanoim. So Gemara says, well, remember we had three answers given to the stira. So dirav papi u dirav ashi. According to Rav Papi and Rav Ashi, answer number one and number three. They said, both Rav Papi and Rav Ashi said that her shivcha is believed in certain contexts, right? Because shivcha, right? She's not going to lie, or shvuya hikilu. So, vadai tanahi. Right, those two opinions of Rav Papi and Rav Ashi for sure have to say it's a machlokas tanoim, because the first brisa says the shifcha is not believed, and they said that the Shifcha is believed. So it's got to be a machlokas tanoim. The Rav Papa milema tanoihi, but Rav Papa, the middle opinion, is he forced to say that it is a machlokas tanoim, and he only holds of one of the opinions? After all, he was the one that was machalik between Shifcha Didei and Shifcha Dida. So is he forced to say? He says the Shehur Shifcha is not believed. That's exactly what Bryce number one said. The second Bryce didn't say it beferish, so what is he going to say? Does he have to say it's a machlokas tanoim? Says the Gemara, no. Amar lecha Rav Papa, kitanya hi b'mesicha lefituma. The second Brisa that says that only she and her husband are not believed, but the Shifcha would be believed, that would be, when would you believe a Shifcha in Mesicha Lefituma, as we have had already, if she's not focused that you're relying on her for Eidus, but she's just saying a story. Ki hadav hi asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chanan Kartigna'a, like when Rav Dimi came, Rav Chanan Kartigna'a, Mishtoi, he said over, Amaisa ba lefnei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Amrila, and some switch the players, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mishtoi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was talking, and he said, "Ma'isa ba'lefnei Rebbe." The story came in front of Rebbe. Ba'adam echad she'misiach lefitumo, a person who was misiach lefitumo, just saying a story. The Amar, and he said, "Ani ve'imin ishbeinu lebeinu ovdei kachavim." I and my mother were amongst the akum, meaning even a child. Right? This is the opinion of the second brisa. Yatzasi l'shov ma'ayim daiti al imi lo akod eitzim daiti al imi. I was always focused on my wife, on my mother. All the times, v'hisiya Rebbe l'kuhuna alpiv. And Rebbe trusted this son, and he was meisi kuhuna based on his story. So you see from there, meisicha l'vituma is something that is believed. So that's what Rav Papa would say about this second brisa, and there is no machlokas. And there is no machlokas tanam. We're going to get back to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let's just keep that in mind. Later on in the Masechta, one of the most amazing stories in all of Shas, we'll get back to the end of the seventh parak, the end of Amadir, on top of Ayin Zayin Mabez. We're going to get back to Rabbi Shua ben Levi when he asked the Malach HaMavis to show him his place in Gan Eden. And while he's there, he jumps in, he steals the Malach HaMavis knife. Amazing story. We'll have to get back to that. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ayin Zayin Mabez, coming up in a couple of weeks. Okay, but now we are up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav. Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav says, even just the name is interesting. What does it mean, Katzav? Katzav is usually a cutter of meat. So is that what it means here? He's Rabbi Zachariah, the son of the butcher. Doesn't even say his name. So it could be, says the Melech Shlomo in the back of the Mishnayos. Ulanias daiti she'aviv shal Rabbi Zachariah hayamamish Katzav basar. Maybe he was a Katzav basar. Oh, Katzav hefseidos shal mamon. Or he was some type of investment banker, somebody who dealt with investments. He stopped the hefsedim, right? The losses of money. Okatzav kupalaniim. He was kotzev, means he defined. He said he was the gabait staka. Maybe that would mean katzav. Why? Because just today he's a butcher is not such a great praise. Ha-katzav, the butcher. Not just Zachariah ben Katzav, it's ha-katzav. So Mustami was doing something, religious. So that's what Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav. Okay, either way, says Rabbi Zachariah, Hamon hazeh, I swear, Hamon is the Beis HaMikdash, or some part of the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe it means one of the heavens, right? One of the Gemara Chagiga that tells us all the different levels of heavens. So Hamon is one of them. See the way he swears, Lo Zaza Yada Mitoch Yadi. He's testifying about his wife, who they were in this captured city, so she never left my side. From the moment that they came into the Yerushalayim, she was always with me, nothing ever happened. And Amrulo, they said, sorry, ain't on the man, you have to get some other testimony. A person cannot be made on himself or on his wife, right? This is exactly what the Pnei Yeshua said yesterday, that general lashon of Ein Adam Me'ed Al Atzmo, which we had at the end of the previous Mishnah, and we have repeated again here, which seems to be somewhat against halacha. What do you mean? Eidecha Ne'eman Bisurin. And the source of that is about Ne'eman Al Atzmo, by Enisha Nida, by Enisha Zava. So what does that mean? So it means specifically when it comes to include the husband in this type of case of Shvuya. Person not Ne'eman Al Piatzmo, and that includes the wife or the husband. Interestingly, Rashi doesn't say a word on this Mishnah. Rashi doesn't explain the status of Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav. If you look in the Rav Bar Tanura on Mishnayos, he quotes Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav was a Kohen. Says the Rav Bar Tanura, Hamon Azeh, Ein Adam Ein Ide Atzmo, Vimheir Adam Al Shvuya Shita Hora, Hare Zeh Lo Yisaena. And if somebody testifies about a Shvuya, he can't marry her, Imhu Kohen, Mibdei Achshad, Vim Pado, Somen Ashvib, Mamon Hare Zeh Meir Aleh. Let's get back to that. But that is the Rav Bar Tanura who emphasized. If you look in Rashi on the Gemara, Rashi is going to get into Amon Azeh. Rashi is going to say, when there's a continuation of the story, that he was a Kohen, but Rashi doesn't say a word on the Mishnah. So let's keep that in mind for a moment as we read the beginning here. Says the Gemara Tana, V'yafal pikein yichi lo bayis b'chatzeru, even though he was not mutter to his wife, based on his own testimony, he didn't divorce her. He kept her, gave her a special place to live. They lived in the same area, Bachatzero, Ukshi Yotza, Yotza, Barosh Baneha. And when she left, they didn't want to have Yichud. So, when she left before her children. So the children were left in the house. She wasn't left alone with her husband. Ukshi Nechneses, Nechneses Bezo Baneha. She came in after her children. Rashi now, V'yafal Pikein, Sha'asru Alav, Lefi, Shekohen Haya. And even though they asked her because he was a Kohen, when she left and when she came in, this is what they did. Says Rabbi Kiva Egron Mishnayis. Isn't it interesting that Rashi didn't say a word on the Mishnah? He only said it on the Gemara. And the Rav Bar Tanura explains on the Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Egron Mishnayis. Lanias Dati Yesh Hefresh Bein Arav LaRashi Bazeh. I think there's a difference between them. Meaning, what does it mean? Neman Al Pi Atzmo. That's the Shaila. He says, the Svirale LaRav. What about a husband of a Yisraelis, right? A Yisrael, who's testifying about his wife. Shemer alishto de ne'eman. He is believed. What do you mean he's believed? A ne'eman apiatzmo. He's believed in what regard? De ne'eman le'inyin shim tis'almein mi menu du muteris l'kohen. Because, let's say, he testifies, so they can't, they're not believed, they're not an Eman Apiatzmo. But what, hey, he dies, and now she's an Almana, she's Muteris to marry a Kohen, because this is not Apiatzmo anymore. De Zelo Mikri Alatzmo, Kivan Dili Dideh, like an Afkamina Bazeh, because it's not regarding himself anymore. Basically, we trust him, but not, we can't apply what he says to himself. Aval Rashi Lo Pirish Klumbim Asnison, Rakala Braisa. Diktani v'yafal pikin yichal abayis b'chatzero. And Rashi says on there, because he was a Kohen. Midalopi rishkein b'masnisan, suggests Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the fact that he didn't say that in the Mishnah, mashma de b'masnisan, eino hechrich lazeh. Diloktani, de asru alav, de ishlamar de haya Yisrael. Right, he could have said a Yisrael, and then he says it will be a nafkamina regarding this, meaning would she be able to marry a Kohen after her husband dies, right? If he divorces her, doesn't talk about it, she's a grusha anyway. But that's a nafkamina colloquium with Kiva Egron Mishnayis, who talks about that case. Let's continue though now. Says the Gemara, Boya Baya, second to last line. Right, this is a very unusual case the Gemara is about to say, that they're able to stay in the same vicinity, even in the same house, without divorcing, even though the halacha says they're not allowed to live together. So abaya abaya, ma'u la'asos kain begrusha. What about kain? Right, what about allowing this with a grusha? What does that mean with a grusha? Machlokas Rishonim here, what the case is. Rashi and the Ritva and others say, the case here is, if a Kohen, general case, a Kohen divorces his wife, they are allowed to live close in proximity to each other. The same block, the same courtyard. A Kohen is not allowed to marry his grusha wife. And we know there what's called libo gaspo, right? They have a special relationship. So are we going to have precautions about a Kohen living with his wife after he divorces her? Rashi again says, Kohen shegiresh es ishto, ma'oladri mo b'chatzer. Can a Kohen live with his grusha wife in the chatzer after they get divorced? Hasam hu dibishvuyi hikilu. Maybe only by Rav Zachariah ben Akatsav. That case, the Chacham allowed him to have this living in the same area, because the whole thing is a chumrah. Really, we should trust him. Aval hachalo. But here we don't have that. Odim aloshna. We say no, no loshna. It doesn't make a difference. So this is Rashi. The Ritva likes Rashi's pshat. The Ritva expands on Rashi. Pirush Rashi quotes Kohen Shagiris Ezhto Malasos Kain. He says Avol B'Yisrael Shagiris Ezhto, but says the Ritva, explaining Rashi. But what if Yisrael divorced his wife? So what's the Yisrael? He's allowed to divorce. He's allowed to take his wife back if he would want. Kol Zman Shelo Niseis LaAcher Harizelo Neser Olav. There's no rules against living in the same proximity because there's no Isser for him to marry her again. Ve'ein Kan Elamishum Yichud Shel Pnuya Ba'alma. What's the whole Isser? Yichud of a Pnuya Upshita Deshari, and therefore we're not going to make a Gzeira to prevent to prevent that, as we will see in the next line. But only applies to a Kohen. And then he says at the end, Upashutuze, and this is basically obvious, Ela Shira Isi Misha Toebidavar. But I've seen people who have made a mistake in this. Doesn't even quote it by name. Who is he talking about? He's talking about the Rambam. He's talking about the Rambam. The Rambam, he doesn't even want to quote it by name. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, a different type of case. The Rambam says in Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Chav Zayin, V'chein, mi shegires es ishto min hanisuin, lo tadir imo bechatzer, shema yavo lidei znus. Doesn't say a word. It says if divorces, man divorces his wife, but he can't live with a chatzer. Talk about Yisrael. Then he says, "V'maya kohen lo tadimo b'mavui." We'll have to get to the detailed measure about that soon. That's coming up in the Gemara. But that is what the Rambam says. So that's what the Ritva is referring to. That he doesn't like that. That pshat, the Kesef Mishnah here, discusses that maybe it's a different gear, a question of the girsa that he had, but either way, that is, Rashi says the Gemara is talking about a case of Kohen and Grusha, and the Rambam says maybe it's even a Yisrael and a Grusha, so that is the question. So the Gemara now answers, bottom line, Tashma, Ditanya, Hamagaris Ishto, if a man divorces his wife, Lo Tinase Bishchunaso, that's the Ritva's Diak. What does it say? If a man divorces his wife, a Yisrael, he can, and she cannot get remarried and live there, because now it's Machzer Grushaso. This is Machzer Grushaso Mishanises. So that we wouldn't allow. Lo Tinase Bishchunaso, Imhaya Kohen, and if he was a Kohen, Lo Tadri Moba Mavui. He cannot live with her in the mavui, in the alleyway together. Right? Why? Rashi says this is even if she's, if the Kohen's wife is not Nisais, right? Just a Grusha. Right? Just a Grusha is not allowed because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. His wife, even without any, new marriage. So what is a mavui? What's considered proximity? What's the definition of a shchuna and a mavui? So first of all, it's a fascinating machlokas. There's a, between Tosfos and the Rosh. Which is a bigger area? A shchuna or a mavui? Like, which one are we being more machmir about? Tosfos says, the top little Tosfos. Tosfos says a shchuna is a smaller area. Shchuna is a group of three houses, quoting from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Shchuna is three houses, and an alleyway is even bigger. So, Yisrael, with his remarried divorcee, are not allowed to live together in close proximity in the shchuna, and a Kohen, who is living in the same mavui, a mavui is bigger, so he can't even live in the larger. Meaning, we are more machmer by a Kohen than by a Yisrael with a machzer grushaso mishanises. If you look in the Ran, if you look in the Rosh, it's the opposite. A shchuna is gedola, is bigger than a mavui, and therefore we're more machmer by an Eishes Kohen, by an Eishes Yisrael, Misha Nises. Ubeishas Ish says the Rasha, I'm reading in Simon Laman Aleph, Shchuna Gedola Mimavui. Ubeishas Ish Echmiru Rabbanan Tvei Migrusha Shehi Balav Veishto Shinises Laacher Vinis Armalonis Garshala Eina Ekiim Balav Veishla Din Grusha Lakoin. So the Rosh says we'd be more Machmir in the case of a Yisrael and Machzer Grushaso than in the case of a Kohen. The Tosfos Yeshanim here in the little letters on the side says that if there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin that's Mafsik, if there's a main street in the middle, ain't Baya, there's no problem, because there it's not so private and we don't think anything is going to occur. The Ramah discusses these halachas in Hilchas Gittin, in the end of Yared, towards the end, second half of Yaredeya, in Simen Kuf Yud Tes. That is the Simen about me. Ma, right, was the halachas of Isha and Isgarish, where they're supposed to live. So, lo yisa adam isha v'daito l'garsha. Starts off the Shulchan Aruch says, person can't live with his wife when he has in das to divorce her. V'modiyah b'tchila shunosi osali amimutar. If he told her at the beginning that it's a temporary marriage, okay, but that's only the beginning, right, not something done so much today. Lo yigarish adam ishto rishon elke masabad ervas dover. It quotes all the different reasons, the beginning of Hilchas Gittin. So says the Ramah in Sif Zayin, talking about after Gerushin, Misha Girish Ishto Ben Anisuin, first the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that we just read. Lo Sadri Imo Bachatzer, Shem Yavala Deis Nus, Vimay Yekon Lo Sadri Imo Bamavui. V'im Niseis La'acher, the Rambam quotes, if the woman married someone, Afili Yisrael, Lo Tadr Imo Bamavui, cannot live there. V'chol Zeb Bamavui Sasum, this is only what we would call a dead-end street. A Mavui Sasum, this is somewhat private. Av Bamavui Mafulash. Basically, a street, any of our streets nowadays, where it's mefulash, it's open, shederech rabim over beinehem mutarim ladur. And that's what we don't find today, that even if sometimes if couples get divorced, Rachmana Litzlan, in that type of case, we say, a lot of times they live in the same town, right? Let's say that there are issues with children, and they want to be able to make it easier for the children. So that's the Ramah right here. Mavim mefula, shederach rabim, over, beinayim, mutarim, ladur, im rishas rabim, mafsik, bein batehem. Afilu ein b'chol ha'ir, shum yehudi, rak heim levadam. Even if they're the only Jews in the city, the Rama says, right? Still, it would be mutter to live in this circumstance. So the poskim aren't so convinced of that extra ha'ara. The Chalkas B'choke here says it's from a Chubas Hadeshin. Ube emes ra yosof chalushos l'ma'ayen sham v'enen domim l'nidon ubekal tucha lovoli de iser. They're the only Jews. They're obviously going to feel a connection to each other. Ube prat l'prakim k'shebala ha'sheni holech l'darko al kenira de'en l'hokel bepshitus bazeh. The Chalkas B'choke doesn't think that you should go follow this kula. Ube prat de'hecha de'ika k'sas rinun laz chshad. Especially where there might be there's fakers, there's rumors going around. So that's what the Chalkas B'choke says. Don't go that far in terms of the kula of this Rama. Okay, continuing. So again, where do we get into this from? From the fact that Zechariah ben Akatsa was able to live in close proximity with his wife because he knew nothing happened, even though we wouldn't let them live together because of the chumra of Shvuya. But by regular cases of Gerushin, we have more chumras. Continues the Gemara, im hayek far katan, if it was a small village, so hayamaisa va'amru kfar katan nidon kishchuna. Right, a kfar katan is judged like a shchuna. The Bach changes the Gersa to a mavui. Again, that has an afkamina. Is a mavui bigger? Is a shchuna bigger? We have to follow each of the shitos. Mi nitche mipnei mi? Ask the Gemara. So who? If somebody has to move, so who moves? Mi nitche mipnei mi? Tashma de Tanya, he nitches mipana v'ein hu nitche mipaneha. She moves. Why? In a case where there's equality, let's say in the ownership, as we'll see. V'maisa chatzer shalom hu nitche mipaneha. But if she's the ba'alas ha-chatzer, if she has more rights to where they are, so then it would be he who has to move. Ibai lehu. Ha'isa chatzer shashnei ma? What if it belongs to both of them? Which is the case in many cases today. Tashma, he nitches mipanav. So let's see, the Brisa says she has to move, that we quoted before. But Mayaskina, what's the case that we're referring to? Ilema b'chatzer shelo pshita. If it's his chatzer, then obviously she's nitches. Ve'ela b'chatzer shelo, but if it's her chatzer, v'atanya, then he moves. Imaisa chatzer shelo, hu nitche mipaneha. So what's the case that the Brisa is talking about that she moves? Ela lav ki agavna. It must be talking about a case where they both own it. And that's the chiddush. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe we have no idea yet about it, a case where they both own it. Dilma de Agir Megar. Maybe they're both renting, and neither of them own it. And therefore, it is still a question. The Rishonim here discuss, I don't understand. Why should there be a difference between both renting and both owning? If they're both renting, and the halacha is that she is nitches, so too, if they both own it, why should there be a difference? So that is a question. The Ritva deals with this, that maybe there's a difference. If she has a type of tfisas yad, right, she has some ownership, then maybe it changes the whole game plan. You can't just say that if they're both renting, one of them is going to be pushed aside. It could be totally different. The Shita Yeshana here, in the Shinu Kubat says, quotes, so another factor that the Gemara does not quote here, he quotes, Mio b'chatzer shel shneim avim misafkim hin nitches. Why? Mishum dekol kvuda bas melach penima. V'lav archa liskar batim. Many times we find this on halacha. That we find this later on, we'll have in the Masechta. There's not enough money from the Yerusha for the sons and the daughters. The daughters get it and the sons have to go out. Because it's more the sons are able to more fend for themselves than the girls. And also we have an element of tznius called kvuta bas melech pnima. And lav archa, it's not her derech to go out into certain, circles to be able to find a place to live. So that's why it would be the Shidu Shadr says, we end up with a suffix. That's concept of kol kvuda, obviously comes up in many places. It comes up in the concept of srara for women. We spoke about this in the mitzvah shir. When we spoke about the laws of a king and the laws of a malka, can there be a malka? We spoke a little bit about this in the navi shir. When we spoke about Devorah being the, unique, the only shofetes that Klal Yisrael ever had. Rav Moshe talks about this in an interesting tshuva in Yaradeya in the second Chelek, in Simen Mem Dalet, Simen Mem Hey, from 1960. The Shaila was, can a woman be a Mashgiach? A Mashgicha? Terumi Yamashkiah, let's say she really, and it was written, Purim Tavshin Chaf. Purim 1960, right? That's the Inyana Diyoma, right? So the question is, could a woman be, right? It was a case. Bedvar ha'almana, Eishes Talmud Chacham, Asher haya Mashgiach al Kashrus. There was an almana, a wife of a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham used to be the Mashgiach, but the woman knew a ton. The Nishra Boloklum, she has no Parnasa now. Ve'enla b'mela Farnesas, b'ne ha'yisomim. She has no way to support her family. U'ba'asher hi ishat snu'a, v'yarat Hashem be'emes. She's a tremendous snu'a, yiret shamayim. V'hi gam chachama u'nivona u'ba'alat ach. And she's someone who's a chachama, and she'll take achrayus. Ashe yish lismoch aleha, shehi tia tachas baal al hashgiach. V'yehela lamizeh haparnasa avu. It's already set up. Let her just step into her husband's shoes. If you ever banel, and you want to know what my das is. So, Ramosha has two halves of the tshuva. The first half of the tshuva is, well, first of all, we didn't have manas. Is a woman believed? Of course she's believed. But suffer those source of eidechan and mibisurin is by a woman. V'yim kain, b'ashkacha al akashrus, shebiyada. Who shelo lahaniach lahaachil dvarim asurim vegamlo eschazik isura daafim ashkacha hi etzel echad sheino nemal lakashrus nami in lachshav ze eschazik isura v'lachein af im neima shelo nechshav ze kibiyada mishum sheefshar mitzad almus shelabaylam eino nemal lo yishmula mikol makom kiva delo eschazik isura she is believed. Fine. But now, what about just having a position issue? So that gets into the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Malachim says, "Kol Mesimos Shebe Yisrael Imamanim Lem Ela Ish." Right? Ramosha has a different shul, but we're not going to read now about being on a board and being a president of a shul, etc. Those types of issues. But Ramosha says, "Yes, this is an issue. So maybe if you can get out of the specific position, meaning have the rabbi officially be the mashgiach, but have her do it, and the rabbi will just." You know, pay her for her work, but she'll lamaisa be the mashgicha. If you want to say that there is a problem with just the position, according to the Rambam, yesh etz l'kaim gab shidas haRambam shehitei schura meharav sherak harav yebaylum shala va'balabayis yishalem aschar avur hashkacha laRav shoz ein ladin sror uminui shalRav suicha l'shmol asos kfishi yomer la eich lashgiach umau dvar aser etc. So Moshe, there is another tshuva. Somebody asks a question and he follows up. But that's related to the kol kfuda and the srara issue for women, which is, again, a very important and a large topic. Let's get back to the Gemara now. My Haviyala. So we didn't answer the question. Who is the one that has to leave if they both own it? Who is the one that has to move? Tashma, Yidei Hashem, mitaltelcha taltela gvar. Hashem will send you into gullus, the gullus of a man. And Hashem's saying it's a terrible thing that's going to happen. So it sounds like from Yishayo, the gallus of a man, the wandering of a man, is worse. Maybe people have more rachmanis on women, and therefore it'll be a little easier for them. So that's the halacha in this regard. Period. Tana Rabbanon, lava himenu b'nechse aviha. What happens if the woman borrowed money from... So the man borrowed money from the woman while they were married. Now he wants to go and collect. She wants to go and collect it. He borrowed. He has to pay up. So how do you work out paying up? So you don't want them to have to come together. Ein in the frans el yaday acher. Right? That's the problem. Right? That's the, Rashi again says, Upa Kohen Shagirashis Ishto Kamairi. We're talking about a Kohen and a Grusha. If it's a Yisrael and a Grusha, so what's the problem? If they get remarried, they get remarried. So it says, the Gemara says they shouldn't pay, she shouldn't get paid by herself. Shalo Yikrevu Bidvarim, Rashi said. They shouldn't get close together and possibly want to get remarried. So do it Al Yedei Acher. This is a case of a loan. The Chalkas Mechokek, where this halach is quoted, the Chalkas Mechokek, one of the two major Nosei Kalim on Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, says in Simen Chav Sif Chav Gimel, right, where this is quoted in the Ramah also, this halacha, Mutter l'adam l'azun grushaso, u'mitzvahu yosemi b'shar ani, u'bilvad shalo yehelo esek ima, rak yazuna aydei shliach. The Ramah adds, it's a good idea for a person to take care of his grusha and feed her, as long as you feed her through an acher, right? Rak yazuna al yedei shliach. That's exactly similar to our case, right? And he quotes the Chalkas Mechokek here, quotes a Medrash Rabbah, Ma'isa ba'adam echad shenasan ma'os legrushasu b'torah staka, v'aydei zeh yardu g'shamim la'olam, u'mashba d'lav yisura, right? You have to do that, then. But again, try to do it through a shliach, or just not in a private way, says the Chalkas Mechokek. The Ritva also adds here, even though Rashi says we're talking about a Kohen, it could be all cases of of women being involved and women not going into the public eye. Again, could be at times when women weren't as out in the workplace and out involved in everything, right? In a time period, in a society where women have other positions, so things that not the halacha would change, but the application of the halacha might change. And again, all of these have to be asked to a posek. But let's just finish the line, and then we'll get back to the Ritva. Amar Efsheishes v'yosu l'kaman l'dino momus dekakinan lahu. And if they come together in din, we shouldn't listen. We shouldn't be zakuk to their din, because why they come together in the same car by themselves? Maybe something fishy is going on here. Rav Papa Amar shimute mishamtinan lahu. Not only we did not listen to them, we put him in cheirim until they accept not to do this. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar negude nami mangedinan lahu. We give them Malkus Mardus. Right, in that case. Is that in addition to? Says Tosfos, yes. Tosfos says, each one here is building up on the previous one. Don't accept Shamta and Nagda. The Ran here says, no. Three is instead of two. Three is instead of two. You give him Malkus Mardus instead of the Shamta. Why? Says the Ran, because in people's eyes, Malkus is worse. Okay, I'm in Chayrim. But Malkus is worse, and that's why, even if it's not building up, it's still, more chamor in a certain sense. Getting back to the Ritva that I wanted to read before. The Ritva, that same piece in the Ritva. Vishamina mehacha. You see from this discussion. The isha she'inat snu'a. She'ish la tfiya min ha'achirim. V'yirotza lehispazos bebezdin. Again, in the days of the Gemara, women were not in court. They were not seen in court or other, public areas. You see, if a woman wants to come, you are mizdakik to her. Just not if she comes, what's the problem here? When she comes with her garush. But a woman by herself, says the Ritva, if she wants to come, she could come. And especially in a society where women are out all over. Mihu, im isha tsnu'ahi veina rotelis pasos mebezim, if she doesn't want to come, yucholahi. The Ritva is about to quote here something that interestingly is not in the Gemara anywhere. The Rishonim and Shvuas Taflamin, bring this up. The sugya of Ansler. Ansler means a lawyer. Are there lawyers in halacha? What we call to'ains, bizman hazeh. So yechola liya limnos anlus. You can appoint a lawyer. V'yafilu hi netvas. Right? Why is that a chiddush? Because we learned twice already here, exubis and yivamis, mipiyam below mipiksavam. Mipiyam, you have to hear it from the mouth of the aid. Or the baldover has to be in court. What is the status of lawyers in halacha? Toanim. So that's again a big topic, but the Rishonim bring it up. It's not really in the Gemara. The sugya of Ansler. Vafilu l'divrei ha'omer she nitva mimana Ansler. Tiilu didan kol nitva shabolam yachol limnos Ansler. Look what I wrote in Shvuas on Daf Lamed. Says the Ritva. But again, this is saying, what does he get from this Gemara? The only issue is that a woman coming with her divorcee. But again, a woman coming by herself, mashma, would not be a problem. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman, Tana ba'avel Rabasi. Rav Nachman says, we learned in Avel Rabasi. What's Avel Rabasi? Rashi says, you might not know what this is, so let me tell you. Rashi says, Mesechta hi. It's a Mesechta. It's not one of the Mesechtas that have Talmud Bavli on it, but at the end of Mesechas Avodah Zarah, in the back, in your regular standard shas, you have all the Mesechtas Ketanas, Mesechas Kala, Derech Eretz Uta, and included in that is Mesechas Smachos, which is also called Avel Rabasi, Rashi, Vekoronos Asmachos. And Rashi just says, and just in case you don't know which one I'm talking about, Vezui Mishnah Rishon Shalah. This is the first Mishnah in Mesechas Smachos, Hagoseis Harayu Kachayla Chol Dvarav. Right, Mesechas Machos is a euphemism. It's all about Misa and Avelus. But the first line is Hagoseis Harayu Kachay L'chol Dvarav. So we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but Rashi lays it out for us, so we can't not mention it. That is the first line of Mesechas Machos. That's true. Hagoseis Harayu Kachay L'chol Dvarav. If you look in Avos Rabasi, it's right after Mesechas Sofrim, right? You have Pirkei Avos, and then you have Avos Rebbi Nasan, which is an expansion of Pirkei Avos, Mesechas Sofrim. And then you have Avel Rabasi, and then Mesechas Kala, and Kala Rabasi, etc. There is, though, we've mentioned this before, a Brisa. There's a little Brisa that's quoted on the top of Mesechas Avel Rabasi. Avel Rabasi Anikra Mesechas Machas. That's what it says on top. And then it quotes a Brisa in the middle of nowhere. And the shaila is, what is this Brisa doing there? Rashi's right. Maybe Rashi didn't have this Brisa. But Rashi's right. Hagoseis Harayuka Chayla Chol Dover. Hagoseis, someone who's about to die, is considered alive until they die. But before that, you have a Brisa. What did the Brisa say? It was the middle of the night, and Hashem smote the firstborns. Viksiv kili kol bachor biyom akosi es kol bachor. And it says in Bamidbar, Hashem says all firstborns are mine from the day that I smote the Bechor. From the day. So was it the day? Was it the night? What's going on here? When did Makas Bechoras take place? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afa pi shehiko sa makas maves mechatzi halayla, even though Hashem smote them at night, but ha'ivsa nafsha mifar peres bahem, ana boker. They didn't die, they were ghostesim until the morning. Hashem smote them in the middle of the night, but they didn't die until the morning. That's the Braisa. Ask the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the regular Avel Rabasi. What is this Braisa doing here? So he says, it's based on a Gemara and a Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there said, quotes a certain Apikoris that asked Rabbi Yavahu, your God is a Kohen, right? V'yikchu li Truma. So he must be a Kohen. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he metaher himself? B'mai taval v'chitim. If he would say water, there's not enough water in the world. So Rabbi Yavo answers in fire. Okay, does that work? Yes, it works. Kol hashi yavo ba'esh tavo b'tavir ba'esh. Ask Tosfos on that Gemara. Why didn't the Apikoros ask him in the first place? How could he have been metame himself? Forget how was he metaher himself afterwards. How could he have been metame himself? Says Tosfos, that's no kasha. He didn't ask him because banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. We're Banim, we're relatives. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was allowed to be Matami himself. Kaviyachol, fine. That's Tosfos. So it says the Nachlas Yaakov, but now we have a question. How did Hashem do Makas Bechoros? If he's a Kohen, why didn't the Min ask him that? So the answer is this, Braisa. Because Hashem smote them at midnight, but they didn't die until the morning, and until a person dies, they're not called dead yet. They're not metame. That's a perfect lead-in to the first line of Maseches Machas. Hagoseis, how are you Kachaylo Chaldavar? Right, that is exactly the point of that brisa, and it's a lead-in to that discussion. Amazing ha'ara of the Nachlas Yaakov. Okay, so we get that all from Rashi right here in the end of the second parak in Ksubas. Back to the Gemara. So Rav Nachman says, I learned in Avar Rabasi, Bamed, Vav Mamurim, when did this whole discussion apply of limitations of where a divorced couple is allowed to live, finish in Nisgarshim and Nisuin, only when they were Nisgarish after Nisuin. Avar Bukh Nisgarshim and Erisin, Nifrasai de Atzma. But after they only had Erisin together, then she could get paid back the loan by herself, Shein Libo Gaspa. They don't have that special relationship, but we don't think that something's going to happen. Hahu Ares Varusaso, to also Kami Derava. They were getting divorced. They got divorced. Yes, Ravada Barmasta Kamei, and Ravada Barmasta was there. Uki Rav Shlucha Bein Tayu, and Rav made a shliach between them, so they wouldn't have to be directly together. Amalei Ravada Barmasta, but Vilmer Rav Nachman Tanav Alver Abasi V'chulu. Didn't Rav Nachman say that if they only had Erisin, we're not worried, they could deal with each other directly? Amalei Kachazina to Kalgaisi Behadadi. I saw that they were eyeing each other. I saw they had that special relationship, even though they only had Erisin. So I was machmir. Ika da Amri, or same story, but a little different version. Lo uki Rava shliach bintayu. Rava did not make a shliach. Amale Rava de Bramasna. Neka mar shlucha bintayu. Why do you allow them to go directly? Put a shliach. Amale v'amar av nachmir. Tonim over abasi yichulu. But then Rav Nach would say you don't need it. Amale hanimile hechad lo gaisi bahadadi. Aval Hani, Kachazinalu, the Gaisi Badadi. I see them together, and therefore you need an intermediary. Okay, last Mishnah here in our parak. Says the Mishnah, again, just to as a Hagdama to the Mishnah. Hagdama to the Mishnah, says the Tosas Rid, right here, in my version on the fifth Y line. Says the Tosas Rid, Afagav to be inon raya vahagada bekashrus, even though usually you need testimony, you need edus, you need two edim, or at least one kosher aid. Here, the Mishnah is going to have some kulis because the context is derabanan. Heim amru veheim amru, as we will see. Elu ne'emanim lahaid begodlan masharo bekatnan. These people are allowed to testify when they become a gadol, what they had seen when they were ktanim. While they're still ktanim, they're not believed. But when they're gdolim, they're believed. Ne'eman adam lomar zeksav yado shel abba v'zeksav yado shel rebbe v'zeksav yado shel achi. This is my father, rebbe's, or brother's signature. Right? All of Kiyum Shtaros is derabanan. So therefore we can trust him. Zachar yisi beplonis shiyatsa behinu mav rosha parua. I saw so-and-so go out with her head covered. Rosha paru, head uncovered. Right? The last Mishnah connects to the first Mishnah in the parak. Right? I know she was a psula. No, she was a psula. Vishahaya ish ploni yotze mi beis ha-sefer. Litbo lechem et shuma. And so and so, my friend was taken out of school to go to the mikvah in order to eat shuma. And we'll see that's shuma derabanan. Vishaya chalak imanu ala goren. And that he also got a portion at the storage house. Vamakam azeh beis ha-pras. And he could, a person could be made that this place was a beis ha-pras. What's a beis ha-pras? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. A place which had a kever. And it was plowed over. And there's a chshash that any kever that was here, there might be bone fragments somewhere on the in the area, and therefore, even though let's say where the kever was, but the bone fragments could be all over. So we're worried that midrabanan a kohen cannot walk in there because he's going to make himself tame. Fine, and that's a chumra drabanan. The whole chshash of the bone fragment getting broken and shot out, as we'll see why, it's a chumra and not maker adin. V'yadkan ha'yinu ba'am b'shabbos. And up until here, this was the tchum Shabbos. But those are all the things that the person is believed. And we'll see, because all of those are drabanan applications. Aval ein adam ne'man lomar derechaya leploni b'makam hazeh. But a person is not allowed to say, so-and-so used to have a path through this person's yard. That's how Moshe Mechaber, all of Araya. You're not believed there. Or Ma'amadu Mispeit Hayal Ploni B'Makam Hazeh. So-and-so had a Ma'amad, he did Ma'amados and has paid them by the family's Levayas. So they're not believed. But all these other people in the first half, they're believed when they become a Gadol. Tosfos notes that if you look in Psachim in the first parak, sometimes even Ketanim are believed. For example, Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz, a child is believed. Why is that? I thought only once they become a Gadol. Says Tosfos, because it's Biyado. It's Biyado. If you see, he's telling if he's a wise child, and you see he's telling the truth, so you can just clean it now. Why would he say it's Baduk anyway? The Ritva says there's Raglayim Ladavar. Everybody's checking for Chametz before Pesach. Everybody knows what's going on, so there's no reason for him to lie. Okay. Amar Afuna Breid Rav Yoshua says the Gemara Vushi Ish Gadol Imo. All of these are only believed when there is one other aid with him that is a regular kosher Gadol. That's when this other person could team up. Vitzricha. And I need all three cases of the Mishnah where he recognizes his father's, his Rebbe's, and his brother's signature. De'i Ashmin and Aviv, if it only said Aviv, Mishum Deshchiach Gabe. I would have thought he's only believed there because he always sees his father's signature. Avo Rabo Lo, but his Rabo, his Rebbe, maybe not. Be Ashmin and Rabo, Mishum De'isle Emsa De'Rabe. And if it only said Rebbe, I would have thought only there he's trusted. Why? Machlokes. The Shidim Kubetza says that because a person always wants to be like their Rebbe. Wants to be like their Rebbe, so they'll be machbid to focus on their Rebbe's signature, and in that way know how to copy it or know what it looks like. Ukshimalamdo no sein ena biksivaso kde lichtov kamoso. That's the Shidim Kubetzes. If you look in the Rishash. The Rishash says, no, it just means he's scared of his Rebbe, so he's going to tell the truth, because his Rebbe afterwards is going to come to him and know that he lied about him. That's bad news. So, that's only by the Rebbe. Avalavivalo, but he won't be as in awe or scared of his father. V'yashbinahani tarchi, and if you only had those two, aviv deshchiach gabe v'rabo deislei emse. Each one has their reason. Avalachiv delesle loha v'loha emalo. But a brother, neither reason applies, so maybe he will not be believed. Kamash malan, kiva tekim shtarist midir abanan, himnu Rabbanan b'drabbanan. The whole concept of Kim Shtaris is Drabbanan. On a Daraisa level, a Shtar talks, like we had before, Reish Lakish. Edus ala hakasuman ala Shtar, Kamishan Echre, Edusim Abezdin. So Kim Shtaris is Drabbanan, so we can be Mako. Weiter. Zachra Yisiv Eplonish Yatsa Meinim over Osha Parua. Why? One second. This is a Dafkamina Daraisa. There may be Meishis Apsula. They're going to be Motsi Mamon. The answer is because they have a Rove on their side too. My time, Akim and the Rov Nashim Besulos Nisos. As we said earlier in the parak, most women get married when they are Besulos. Gili Mosaba Almahu. So you don't really need the hardcore Eidos about it. Vishaya Ishploni, Yotzi Mimetsa Sefer Litbova Lechel Betruma. So and so was taken out to eat Truma. The Dilma Eved Kohen who. How do you know he's a Kohen? And Eved Kohen also eats Truma. Kinyan Kaspo. So how do you know it was a Kohen? Messiah Lib Shub and Levi. Damrei B'shua ben Levi, Asr lo Adam Shiomanis Avdo Torah. The fact that he's in Beit Sefer, he's in school, so you're teaching, he's learning Torah in school. So that's why this is a raya. The fact that he was in school means he was not an Eved. If you look at the Shita Mukubetzes, the Shita says here, actually let's just continue the Brisa for a second, and then we'll say the Shita. Vilo, is that really true? You're not allowed to teach an Eved. Vatanya, Lava Heimenu Rabo. If the master did any of the following activities, which kind of give the impression that the Eved might be free, Still, it's not good enough. Lama and a rabo, if the master borrowed money from the Evan. Osha also rabo apotropis. Or he made him an apotropis. Osha inia tfilin lefne rabo. Or he put on tfilin, which is something unusual. Right? A non-Jew or an Evan usually does not put on tfilin. And even an Evan Kenani is not a chayv in mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah says man groma. Right? The Rambam writes in Ilchas Malachim, may ikar hadin, the only mitzvahs that a non-Jew / Evan Kenani cannot do, Torah and Shabbos. The Radvaz there says, you know, maybe it's not appropriate for him to wear tefillin. Mikol makom b'mitzvah shetzrich and kedusha v'tara could go in tefillin. Say for Torah, mizuzah ani chochech lahachmir shlo yanicho osam lasosan. The Radvaz says maybe, but it's not a full court. Isser, the Rav Yashav says here, that Radvaz doesn't mean it's usser. So if somebody lets their Eved wear tefillin, Oshakar Shloshav Sukkim Besakanasis, or he gets an Aliyah in Shul, Harezeh Lo Yatzalacheris? Question mark. So all these are not reflections that he is free. But what's important for us? He's getting an Aliyah in Shul. So you see, he's learning Torah. So what do you mean? I thought an Eved can't learn Torah. Hasam de Ikri Eved Midaito. There, the Eved's reading the Pesukim by himself. The person not teaching him. What we're talking about is that you treat him like a child. You give him the same education. That's where an Eved would not be involved. Back to the Shita now. The Shita says, there's another answer that you could have given to this Brisa. Not the difference between Oven Midaito versus Minag Banim, but Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Fascinating. Shiny, there's a difference between them. But why did the Gemara give this answer? Because Beit Sefer is mashma Torah Shebichsav. That's why that's a kasha. And he says, where else do you have this chiluk of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh? In the Rambam. The Rambam about Talmud Torah L'Nashim. Again, very, very important and large sugya, but the Rambam at the end of the first parak of Ilchas Talmud Torah has a famous line in the context of Tiflus and about teaching a girl Torah. He quotes, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, but Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, he holds, is worse. Aval Torah Shebichsav shouldn't be done L'Chadchila, but if not, it's not as bad as the Torah Shebal Peh. And you have the Chavetz Chaim's comment in Likutei Halachas in Sota, where he says, Bizman Hazeh, we have to teach the women Torah because they're learning all the other sciences and the other they're out getting an education and everything else. So why should Torah be any worse? And the question is how far you take that. All different shitos in that regard. Okay, fifth line. Litval echol betruma. You can testify that my friend went out to be told to eat truma. Betruma derabanan, not daraisa. V'shaya cholik imanu ala goren. And he got a chelek at the goren with us. The Dilma Eved Kohen who, or maybe he was an Eved Kohen, who says that he was a Kohen. So, tnan kamanda amar in chokin truma la Eved elim kain rabo imo. It must be based on that Shita that holds that you would never give an Eved Kohen a portion unless his master is with him. So if this person is by himself, it must be that he's a Kohen. Tanya, the Brisa says, we had this back in Yevamos. In Chokin Shumala Eved, Elim Kain, Rabo Imo, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah must be supporting that opinion. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no, Yacholusha Yomar. No, he could say, Im Kohen Ani, Tnuli Bishvil Atzmi. Vim Eved Kohen Ani, Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi. Right? So Rabbi Yossi argues, you could even give him, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't be able to trust. And the Gemara adds, Bim Koma, what's the Nakudas of and therefore, you wouldn't want to give him truma, because then they would automatically assume he's a Kohen regarding marriage. And Rabbi Yossi's makom, they would not do that. Period. And that's why there was this machlokas. Tanya, Amar Blazer Rabbi Yossi, mi yamei lo eadati. I never gave testimony for anything. Pamachas eadati. One time I did. Ve'helu eved lekunapi. And I messed up. I testified, and they were Male and Eved to be considered a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Helu Sakat Eidach, really? He caused such an Avera to take place? Hashta Uma Behemten Shal Tzadikim. Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Al Yadam. The animals of Tzadikim aren't a Nichshal in Averas, as we know about the Hamor of Pinchas Ben Yair and other stories in the Torah. See, even the animals, Tzadikim Asma Lo Kol Shekein. Tzadikim themselves, Lo Kol Shekein, surely they should be have some type of divine protection. And we mentioned back in Yevamos, Tosfos alludes to it here, but it's said all over. It's based on a Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar and Taf Mem Aleph. You always have this, what, Tzadikim can't do Averis? Of course they could do Averis. It means specifically in midi da achila, regarding items of food, where it's a person ingests it, and food, trey food, is metamtem es alev. So there, we find certain divine protection that a tzaddik would have. But midi da lam achila, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi takala. Tarit acha, v'chul v'chul, and he continues. So, what about our context? We're not talking about eating here. He was mayed. So either Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe you don't have the girsa in our Gemara of this Hakadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala, or we're talking about being ma'achil someone else. That's considered achila too, right? You're going to give the eved truma, or even like bimala and his children, right? So it could lead to inappropriate achila anyway. But back to the Gemara, back to the story. So did this really happen? So ela bikshu lahalos eved l'kun alpi. They almost did. They almost did. Why? What happened? Chazar basi Rabbi Yossi. I saw them giving this person truma in Rabbi Yossi's town, and that's not a problem because in Rabbi Yossi's towns they were not ma'ale mi truma liyochsin. V'azav asid basi Rabbi Yehuda. But then I went to Rabbi Yehuda's town, and I was mad about it. So that was the problem. I got confused. He says based on the halach in one area, applying it in the other area. There is a Tzidkas HaTzadik, if you want to look in Siman Peivav of Rabbi Tzadok, where he talks about the effect that a tzadik has on all of his nechasim, animals, and all the properties. That the property itself is affected by the kedusha of a person. It's an amazing piece. Weiter. V'sha'amakom hazeh beis haprasu, and that this place was a beis hapras, my time. Why is he believed to say this was a beis hapras up till here and not further? Because beis hapras durabanan, the whole chumr is durabanan. What's the durabanan? Tosfos says in Moed Katan on Daf Hey that really we're not choshesh that the plow hit any of the kfaras that are buried underneath. You know, it's so far-fetched anyway. And Tosfos says in Heyam Beis, in Moed Katan, Bizman HaZeh, for sure, because we bury much deeper than they bury. But even then, it was a Chumrah. But, on the other hand, we don't just say, Safik Bershus HaRabim LaHakel, Tosfos here says, because it's a Kavua Chumrah. It's not just, you don't know if there was a mace ever, and the Safik's going to disappear at some point. This area is going to have this Chumrah in a Kavua way. So even though it's a lenient, but it's Kavua. And that's why you have to be machmir midrabanan at least. But if somebody says, ad kan, this was all it went up to, so then they are believed. Damar of Yudam Arshvo, where do you see that we're mako? Menafeach adem beis apras vaholech. A person, if he has to go through a beis apras, he could blow. And as he looks at the ground, so any bone fragment that he might touch, you know, there's no tumas ohel by a tiny little bone fragment, so it's only maga. And so therefore, if he blows, he can walk through. Rav Yehuda bar Ami mishmeid Rav Yehuda amar beis apras shenida shtar. A beis apras that has been trampled by many people also tar. Why? My time. It's impossible if it was a little bone fragment that it wasn't pushed away and trampled on. So there is no worry. Period. Ad kana yinabam b'shabes. Kasavar tchumin d'rabanan. This is the shita that holds tchumin is d'rabanan. Right? And that's what we paskin. Tchumin is d'rabanan. There are two tchumins. There's the 2,000 amos, which is d'rabanan. And then there's the yud beis mil, which is d'oraisa, that's the farther one out. There is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Losasi Shin Chaf Aleph seems to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, who holds Tchumen is d'oraisa, even the smaller shear. That's the Rambam, and the Ramban jumps on him. The Rambam says, Shin Chaf Aleph, she's Yiranish Olahalechus L'Tchum Mamdina B'Shabbos, Ayeti Ishbim Komo, and what is it? Alpayim Amma. Alpayim Amma. Ask the Ramban. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And even the Rambam himself in Hilchos Shabbos doesn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Unless he was Choserbo. But it's a stira between the Rambam and himself in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, there's a lot of messages about Tchumin. That's one of, interestingly, in Yevamos, and Daf Mem Zayin, one of the halachos that Naomi told Ruth when trying to convince her not to come, what about Tchum Shabbos? Obviously, some symbolism about Tchum Shabbos. Vaito, let's finish it up. Person not believed to say, this person had a derech, my taima afuki mamona lo mafkinon, because I'm also mechaver, olav araya. Tana rabana, nema natinak lomar kach amar li abba. A person is allowed to say that this is what my father told me. Mishpacha zu tar, mishpacha zu tameya. Tahoru tameya slaka daitach. What do you mean a family is tar or tame? Al mishpacha zu ksheira, mishpacha zu psula. Ukshachanu piksatsa shobas ploni laploni. And we ate at the ksatsa, some type of event, we'll see what it is, at the daughter of ploni to ploni. Vishahayinu malichim chala matanos to ploni ka, when we used to bring chala and the matanos, the zorol and chayayim to so and so. Al yidei atzmo. All this applies only if the son himself went along. Avaloi de acher. He can't testify that my father said it was somebody else, because he might not know exactly what happened there. Vekula nimhay ove kochavim v'nizgayer eve v'nishtacher einem on him. All these only apply to a katan who became a gadol, not to a guy who became Jewish. He can't testify about something that he saw when he was non-Jewish. Ve'neman lomar derechay laploni b'makam hazeh. Ma'amun v'tzadar yaploni b'makam hazeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omar ne'emanim. They're believed in this case. What's he referring to? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, ahai. Which part of the price is he referring to? Ilei ma'aseifa, this last line of motzi mamon, afuki mamonu. That can't be. He wouldn't argue on a motzi mechaveru. El ha'resha. Must be the previous line. V'kulim ma'ya ovi kochavim v'nizgayer. A guy is believed, he says, once he becomes Jewish. Because he was not Jewish at the time, he's not focusing on giving testimony about this. No, he must be thinking already about converting. So he's going to want to be trusted when he becomes a Jew, and therefore he's focusing. My ketzatza, last point. What does it mean that a person can testify that he remembers the ketzatza? What's the ketzatza? The Tana Rabbanan, ketzah ketzatza, what is it? Echem no achem shenasi isha sheno geneslo. Let's say a boy in the family is marrying a woman who has significant sveikos of her lineage. And the brother doesn't care. But all the other brothers care. They don't want to be the family to lose their good name. So what do? They do something publicly to make sure everybody realizes that this brother has nothing to do with them. They bring a big barrel of fruit. They break it. They're kotzeit, like pieces are called ksatza. Listen, our brothers. Achinu ploni nasa isha sheino geneslo. He married someone who is not of good lineage. Umisyarim anu, meaning there's a suffix psul. Umisyarim anu shemi yisari zaru bizarenu. Don't think that he's mixing in. Bo kuchulachem dugma ladoros. Remember this. Shalo yisari zaru bizarenu. Vizui ksatsa shatinok nam on the haid aleha. That's what a tinok is allowed to be. It's a big sar, big event that takes place, and we assume that he is going to remember this. Okay? Adol Chizah Shinas Armala. That takes us through one of the major prakim in Shas about Ne'emanus. Okay, we'll stop here.